Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your non-hijacked couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 16th, 2014.
And this is episode 160.
Yay, you got it right, even though I totally messed that up.
I thought you were doing stuff.
I didn't put the episode right on there, but we're here.
Or did you do the date?
Or the date. I didn't do the date, but I did other stuff. I was doing stuff. Hi, everybody. Apparently, we're slightly disorganized today.
Not disorganized. Renee's just messing with me today.
I'm not. I would never do that.
Can I just go ahead and blame it on you?
You don't usually do stuff, but sure. Sure. We'll blame it on me.
Nah.
We're terrible people.
It's my fault because I paid attention to your faces during the show. And
Stop looking at my face.
And normally, I don't pay attention.
But, to my face.
Yeah, so I have some camera configuration going on. You know, you kind of see me from here up, and I have a little space above my head. And Renee's like in your grill.
That's because I'm not leaning back. Because whatever, I'm trying to get comfortable.
You're uncomfortable, babe?
Well, yeah.
So you what, 33 weeks now?
32.
32?
33.
33 when?
Thursday.
On Thursday. We are inside. We're getting close to the finish line.
Yeah. If I can hold on another month, I'll be good.
Of this adventure.
Hold on. I'm coming.
So last week, if a lot of people weren't here for our show, we got hijacked.
We did. And it was a complete surprise to Jay and I. Like, we literally had no idea.
Yeah.
It was nuts. We thought Kim was coming on. I thought it might be something to do with Doghouse, or maybe they had a new system and she wanted to use our show to announce it, which would have been really cool, too.
Why wasn't that one of your guesses?
I don't know. But I thought maybe something to do with Doghouse. I don't know. I was going for personal.
Okay. That would have been a good guess, babe, if you had did that.
You know what? Been there, done that.
Because the guess
we can't go back in town.
Well, the guess, if you go back and listen to the show, you know you got one of the worst guesses ever. You found a new job.
Maybe she got a crazy, awesomer job.
Yeah.
But anyway, the show was amazing. So Kim had Jay go to the front door. There's a bin full of baby shower gifts that Muhogan had drove up from Tennessee. And they proceeded to give us an online baby shower complete with cake and games and people calling in and people sending in submissions. And Jay and I cried. So, we just want to thank everybody who participated again.
Yeah, thank everyone who participated.
For their thoughts, their gifts, their help, their just being friends with us.
And from what I understand,
what really matters to us.
From what I understand, big shout out to Muhogan.
Yes.
Zavi.
Yes.
Udella.
Yes.
And Miss Price.
Yes.
Big shout out to everyone else.
For
doing the coordinating.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing.
It was the most surprise I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Even more than when Jay proposed to me.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess.
I knew that was coming.
You didn't know that was coming.
You
were off.
I helped you pick out the freaking ring.
But, babe, that was some time before that.
But I still knew it was coming. And we had talked about marriage.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you. So
what's up, chat room?
Hey, chat room.
Who do we have with us today?
We have Aaron is in the house from the Black Astronauts Podcast. Hi, Aaron. Diddy is here, and Udella is here. We also have In, and Hundo is here. Uh-huh. Malinor, Punk Gopher, and Tondagosa. Woo!
What's going on?
It's awesome to see you guys, and we're glad you all are here. So Diddy said, can we call us the Valenpool?
I don't know.
You all can make up y'all's own name.
I don't know what to call it.
We should have a contest for y'all.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
So, we have a lot to talk about because we haven't really covered the stuff that we've done for like 3 weeks. So,
oh, shit. You must have hit
your... I didn't hit anything. What are you talking about?
All right.
No, you hit it when you were moving stuff around, probably.
No, I think it just... It may have got hit sometime. I
didn't touch it.
Was wow, really that was loud? Crazy. Yeah, I was trying to figure out why you were so loud. Loud. Huh?
I thought it was a little loud, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But no, all I do is plug it in. I don't touch anything. I think when you're moving it around, you touch things.
It doesn't matter.
Just
it was turned
touching
up.
Things.
I just happened to look down and I saw that Renee was turned up to the max. You know, so.
So I'm going to be a little loud at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
This is fine. I was just like, what's going on?
So a few weeks ago, I had to get my Tdap shot, which is my tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis shot.
That they're
shot. They recommend, this is a newish recommendation that the CDC started around 2008.
And I know Aaron knows a lot about this. Yeah.
They recommend it in the third trimester of pregnancy now to pass on the antibodies to the baby.
For whooping cough,
since it's a huge breakout in California. By
I know.
The way. Huge. So I got it. And as with all vaccines, you know, they're possible for side effects. And it hit me personally. I had the extreme arm soreness, which happens for most people. But unfortunately for me, I also had the mild fever. And I had the extreme tiredness. So I was supposed to go to a wedding that day, the day after I got it. Yeah, that didn't happen. So yeah. I was laid up in bed all day after my Tdap shot. Jay was so nice, and he didn't even bug me. He just let me sleep all day.
I did.
But I was able to get my fever down and to feel better in order to go to my good friend's Adrian birthday barbecue the next day.
Yep.
Which was awesome because now that I'm pregnant, everybody wants to talk about babies with me, which I don't mind.
Right.
Because I spent pretty much the entire barbecue talking about babies.
I'll tell you, man, this is something different, you know, for me, you know, being around what, Renee for
talking about babies
for as long as I have, you know, that was one point. Renee was the disgruntled woman with no kids.
But no one ever knew that. It's not like I would ask act mean, except you knew that.
Right.
But
so is it okay if I say that now?
Yeah. I wasn't disgruntled. I was bitter. Is that the same thing?
Well, bitter is worse than disgruntled.
Well, I was bitter.
You were bitter.
I was bitter because I thought I would never have kids. I was upset. So I was a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But no one ever knew that. I didn't treat anybody's kids differently. I didn't treat anybody else differently.
Right, right.
But I just, you know. But now, everything's all good. Baby's in my belly, so now I'm all nice now.
She's like, oh,
I'm a terrible person.
All the babies are cute now.
Yes, baby. Well, I don't think that has anything to do with my bitterness going away.
Right.
I totally think that's hormones. Why I think babies are cute now.
Yeah.
Like, I thought babies were cute before, but now they're like, oh my gosh, it's a baby. Kind of cute.
Really? Well, that's cool.
So that was fun. And we got to play some Cards Against Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love introducing people to that game. So that was kind of fun. And they had awesome food. Oh, what do we just keep eating? The cookies from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And devoured those. So, and plus, it's always awesome to spend time with Adrian and Cole. We love them. Yeah. So, yay!
Yeah. So, and then we had your second baby shower.
I did.
Um, with
with your mom, and her friends, and then my dad and his wife came into town, Cindy. They came into town. And when they put in-laws, it kind of threw me off for a second. Almost said in-laws were in town, but not my in-laws.
Not Jason's law, my in-laws.
Apparently, you know who does notes, you know. you know, or you can just say, okay, you can just say, you know, Valentine family in town or something like
that. We are the Valentine family.
Right, and that's fine.
Or you can say, how can Valentine family be in town if we are already the Valentine?
Or you can say family? Mom and dad in town or something like that. I mean, I don't go and say, oh, we had dinner with the in-laws.
You could, though.
I could, but I don't. That's so impersonal.
Next time, how is it impersonal? If I see your dad came into town, is that impersonal?
Nope.
If I see my father-in-law came into town, is that impersonal?
Yes.
That is so not impersonal.
It is.
People call their in-laws all the time.
How often do I call your mom mother-in-law?
No, not to her.
Answer the question.
I would never call.
How many times have you heard me call Miss Crocker?
I would never call your father. Hey, father-in-law. I'm not going
to
say that.
How many times have I talked to you about your mom as mother-in-law?
Renee's mom. But, okay, in-laws are shorter than Renee, Jay's dad.
No, it's not.
And his.
No, you're not.
In-laws are shorter than that.
No, it's not.
Well, what would you have put there then?
I would have been like, family in town. Boom.
Apparently the U.S. just make it a goal, except if Diddy is cheering for Ghana.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why's that?
Because Diddy just said, goal.
Why'd you say he's cheering for Ghana, though?
I said, unless he's cheering for Ghana. I'm assuming he's cheering for the U.S.
I think he's just saying, I look at that and just see that a goal was scored.
Well, I see that, and I see that as excited that a goal was scored.
Okay.
Why are you gonna be excited because someone else scored on the opposite team? That's like you're a Duke fan, and you're saying, three-pointer! For, like, if, like, North Carolina.
Yeah, it depends on kind of mood I'm in. So you had your second baby shower.
I did have a second baby shower, and it was totally cute. It was safari-themed, which mm-hmm. is what their rooms are, and... It was kind of like a family reunion in a way. There were, at this baby shower, there were people that I have known literally my entire life. Family friends, church friends. My mom had some of her book club there. It was family there. And, it was really fun. And I got to ask a lot of advice mm-hmm. about raising babies, raising kids. And I think they really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
My mom's queso dip went like crazy.
Okay.
And everybody just was talking the whole time and having a good time. And the ladies were awesome. So I really, really enjoyed myself that baby shower as well. And I'm glad I did not have my baby shower any later. I would not have been able to enjoy myself.
Most of the heat.
Just in general.
See, here's the thing.
I need to lay down.
You do realize that your family wanted to have the baby shower later than what we had suggested.
Yeah, and I knew that was going to happen. I took my advice from other twin moms on when to have a baby shower. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, no later than 30 weeks because you're not going to want to.
Right.
And they weren't lying.
Yeah.
So.
And I have to say, you know, after last show with the surprise baby shower and how epic it was and just the outpouring of love from you all. Just made the show one of the best shows we've ever done.
It is definitely the best show we've ever had. And it was thanks to you guys.
And you know, and it makes, in a way, it's kind of like, it's like coming back after, it's kind of like, man, can we reach that awesomeness? But we can't, because you know why? Because you guys.
Stop
you guys are
breathing on me, Toby. Go on.
You guys are the ones that make it awesome.
Making it hot in here.
And then, so, as a lot of you know, California Chrome Racing Horse that won the Kentucky Derby also won the Belmont. Look at me knowing my
I'm so proud of you.
My races.
You are learning.
You know, and was potentially on the road to being a triple crown.
And everybody was getting super excited.
Super excited.
Super excited.
Yeah, because they were going to be at the Preakness, which is a freaky name. that I enjoy. I enjoy seeing. I don't even know how to spell it.
Preakness?
Is it P-R-E-A-K-N-E-S?
Yeah.
S-E or N-E-S?
P-R-E-A-K-N-E-S-S. Preakness.
Nice. So the Preakness, to everyone's dismay, California Chrome lost, came in fourth place. So I think tied for fourth place or something like that. And his owner, who already has no couth at all,
he's terrible.
Who feels that he should say whatever's on his mind, which is granted, he can. But there are going to be people that want to say something back. So when he won the Belmont, when he thanked the folks at the Belmont, he was like, you guys treated us so much better than the people down at Kentucky Derby.
It was just tacky. It was right. So tacky. And he said it on national TV. Just tacky.
Right, right. And so, when he lost the Preakness. And not able to do Triple Crown. He lost to a horse that didn't race in the Kentucky Derby because they didn't have enough points. Didn't race in the Belmont. And they came in to the Preakness fresh, you know. And he said that they, you know, what did he say? How did he say it? They were coward. It was a coward's way. He
called them cowards.
It was a coward's way. And he was going off that if you can't go to Kentucky Derby, if you can't race in all three, you shouldn't be racing at all.
But of course, he didn't say any of this before California Chrome won.
Right.
And he wouldn't have said this if California Chrome had won, period.
Right.
Had won the Triple Crown. So, he has got himself a reputation, I think, now.
Yeah, he has a reputation. And then at the end of the interview, his wife, who was behind him, tried to calm him down. Was like, baby, you know, calm down. And he was baby. I don't care. I don't care what they think or something like that. So he did it on live TV. And then the following morning, he did an interview. Or it was a Monday morning or a Sunday morning. He did an interview. And he said that horse that won because it didn't race in the first two was like him being 6'2", playing basketball against a kid in a wheelchair. So
he doesn't know how to rein his mouth in.
Right, right.
Rein it in, dude. Rein it in. So anyway, but no more horse craziness until next February, I think it was when it's gonna start up.
Oh, okay.
Is when the talk will start.
Oh, okay.
January, February is when people start getting in the Derby.
Starting thinking about Derby and stuff.
Yeah, so.
And so he did come back and apologize. You know, he apologized to his wife as well. But terrible. He still has a lot of attitude.
He's a terrible person.
And then I bought a new chair at Costco.
Yes, Jay needed a new chair.
So that's kind of why my angles are kind of different now. I do have a new chair now. And I like it. I like it a lot. The chair I had should have been replaced a year and a half ago, but I was being cheap. So.
So yay for Jay's new friggin' chair.
Right. And so that was the last time we actually had a show where we talked about the weekend.
I know. All that stuff we were supposed to talk about last week.
And so now we're on to what we did this weekend, which wasn't a lot, but. We went to Hometown Buffet.
We did.
Not once, but twice.
Granted, we had coupons, people.
So we had coupons for Hometown Buffet.
I hate going places twice.
And so we get there. It was like so cheap. And I was like, you know, we got to go because we haven't been to Hometown Buffet since 2008. You know that?
Wow.
2008 was the last time. We've been to Hometown Buffet.
We've been a while.
So we went there for breakfast, which was $4.99. $4.99 breakfast, which, you know, is a moderate warm breakfast. And
it was good. It was perfect. They had the basics.
Perfectly cooked bacon.
Yeah. Well.
For me.
Thank you. Add that.
Because I like my bacon crispy and chewy.
No, he doesn't. You like it chewy. There was nothing crispy about that bacon. There was
crispiness in that bacon.
There was no crispy. When you bit into that bacon, Renee, you had to chew it off.
Renee likes her bacon where
you bite into it and it breaks off.
And it crumbles in your mouth.
That's how bacon is supposed to be cooked.
But you like it burnt.
It's not burnt. It's not even close to burnt. How is it burnt if there's no black on it at all?
But anyway.
You like soggy bacon.
So we go through with our $4.99 coupons and we eat. And Renee and our waitress talks for a long time about kids.
Oh, gosh. Now, see, I don't mind talking to people about kids when, I guess if I'm at a party or a barbecue. But when I'm eating breakfast, I don't like people talking to me. I'm trying to eat.
Right.
I'm trying to digest. You're talking to me. She's talking to me about how she's going to be a grandma. And
see, see, that's what I'm talking about. Time to go see the perfect bacon for him is the center part chewy with the sides crunchy. The sides were crunchy on that bacon.
No, it wasn't.
Babe.
All and inside and outside bacon needs to be crunchy.
I like the inside.
We're never going to agree.
We're not. And
Zoe and Maya are the tiebreakers.
I refuse to have you cook me bacon.
Well, I'll cook your bacon the way you like it. How's that? And then I'll
Renee
keep my
burns
hand.
My bacon on purpose.
I don't burn your bacon.
Yeah.
You won't let me cook bacon.
Yep. So anyway, and then after we had the $4.99 breakfast, we left. We came home, relaxed. You took a nap.
Did right? I?
Yeah, you took a nap.
Oh man.
And
that
then
right now.
And then you woke up.
Oh yeah, because I remember I was like it was like 2.5 hours later.
We played a little bit of Diablo, and then you was like, man, I wish we were still at the buffet. I'll go ahead and eat lunch, you know. And it was like 1 o'clock. And I was like, you know, we have the other coupon for Hometown Buffet.
Terrible.
And we can go back to lunch. So so we go back again for lunch, for $5.99 lunch. And so we walk in, and it's the same guy that checked us.
Dude.
That checked us in.
Have
earlier.
You ever just had people who just want to talk to you about everything?
Well, it's not even that.
He's a talker.
He's a talker, but the fact is that he talked to us that morning. We came back for lunch, and either one, he didn't recognize who we were the second time around, or two, he was nice enough not to call us out for coming back for lunch.
Because would you really want to be called out? Like, hey. Like, all right, so we used to go to Taco Bell all the time back in the day.
Right.
For lunch during work. And this dude would always be like, hey, I see you're back. Or he would guess our order all the time.
His name was Talking Todd.
We called him Talking Todd.
His name was Talking Todd.
His name was Todd, but we called him Talking Todd.
We called him Talking Todd because he talked a lot. And he's like, he would try to guess my order every time because he would guess my, I make my order. And he was like, and you want a Mexi Melt? I was like, if he offers it, I'll be like, nope. And then if he doesn't offer it, then I'll get one. You know, and it's just kinda annoying. I don't like people that call out the fact they know what I'm gonna order. Unless, you know, I'm going to Cheers or if I'm going to some bar or if, you know, it's acceptable at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
But not at like damn Taco Bell or McDonald's.
Stop commenting
like
on how many times I eat your fatty junk food.
Right.
Please.
Quit treating me like I come here every day.
So, and then we tried to avoid our server. She saw Jay, but didn't recognize you?
She did a double take and I turned around real quick.
We're freaking avoiding servers and people at Hometown Buffet like we're all subterfuge. Oh God, I cannot,
you know,
say the right words today. But
so that was the gist of
whatever. So that's all we did. We went to Hometown Buffet and we watched TV and played Diablo.
Yeah, oh yeah, we watched a lot of TV.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that.
Yep. So you know what? I have a little bit of tech. Over since we haven't done this in a while, I have a little bit of tech that I do want to talk about. So let's do that.
Tech technology.
So, yeah, so I did a little tech stuff since the last time that we were on the show. I actually added a switch to our network. So I was having an issue where we were getting semi-decent, not that great Wi-Fi signal up in the front of the house because I have my wireless router. Well, it used to be right here by the window. And so up at the front of the house, it was the connection wasn't that great. So I was trying to figure out what I need to do. Do I need to get a wireless adapter to extender, get a wireless extender? I did that. And it was kind of slow. I didn't care too much for it and caused some issues. So then I finally, I moved the router to the center of the room or closer to the center of the house, and I ran a cable to a switch that I put in. And it was a WD, it was a Western Digital switch that I picked up a long time ago that I never got around to using. And now I have it hooked up here at the desk, have my Aruba device for work that does my VPN because I work out of the house now. I have my work phone sitting here as well, and then my laptop, and then I have our PCs hooked up into that switch as well. So it's been working out kind of great, and I've been getting a lot better reception up front. Even Renee could tell a difference.
I could. And Jay looked all pleased with himself.
I did, because most of the time Renee's like, I don't notice anything at all. And so I did add a switch. So that was a great way to get my Wi-Fi from going over to my neighbor's house. He was getting all that stuff to moving it closer to the center of my house. And then also Punk Gopher, he sent me a quadcopter. And I've been playing around with it. I haven't had a chance to play with it the past week and a half, but he sent that to me to try out. And I have to say, quadcoptering, using a little mini, remote control copter is pretty cool.
So Jake's terrible at it, though.
I'm not terrible.
Well, you're not good yet.
I'm not good, but I'm not terrible. I'm learning the way.
You started off terrible.
No, you didn't see when I went outside. So I went outside when I first got it. I didn't read the manual. I turned on the remote control. I plugged it up. I didn't know that much. And I went straight outside.
You read the manual?
I did not before I went out there.
Why am I surprised you didn't read the manual?
But I went out there. I was going to see what I can do. So I went out there. I flew it out in the cul-de-sac. And I did pretty good. I crashed though when I tried to land.
I'm surprised you didn't break it.
But one of the propellers came off, and I was like, "Oh snap!" You know, and then but I found it because it was out there. That's the one thing. So I still need to order some replacement propellers, even though I have them all right now. But I do need to order some more, just so that I can go ahead and fly it more, because I want to fly it some more. And luckily, the batteries are really small. I did find a second battery, which I'm glad Punk Gopher, he texted me and told me that he put a second battery in there. And because it was deep in there beneath the peanuts and stuff. So I've been flying that, and it's been kind of cool. I really enjoy it. So I went back, I read the book, and then I started flying it in the living room. You know, just hovering it above the ground and messing with Toby. But I am going to talk to Punk Gopher a little bit. I am getting it where when I lift off, as soon as it gets off the ground, it kind of starts going, you know, to the left. So I think I'm doing something wrong or I need to adjust something. I think that's the part of the book where it says I need to get a professional like Punk Gopher to do some adjustments to it. So yeah, thanks Punk Gopher for sending that out to me, man. I'm really, really, really.
I have a video of Toby freaking out about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because he didn't know what it was. He was like, "What the crap is that?" But it was cute.
Right.
Good job, Toby.
See, I don't know what adjusting the trim means.
He said I have to adjust the trim.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Gotta adjust the trim.
But yeah. What was the other thing? Oh, one of the things that people didn't know, we got a package this week. Mr. Jimmy Marbles from the Hush Show, he actually, this came in on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
He sent in for one of our gifts a bidet.
Because of our conversation the last time we had the podcast.
So I have a bidet, that I need to, I need to install in the master bathroom. So that'll probably be this coming weekend. It depends what I have going on. I do need to trim some limbs back. I'll need to talk to Renee about that a little bit later. But yeah, so wish us luck as we, get ready and start a bidet. So let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Speaking of Eric Mahler with that awesome intro.
Yep.
Someone has a birthday today.
I know. Someone has a birthday today.
So, the movie we had selected last week, or the last time we did the show when we selected.
Yep.
It was The Switch.
And this stars,
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
And I had probably mildly heard of it. And it was okay. I thought very unrealistic. But, it was okay. I don't know. It was right. A rom-com. It was like your run-of-the-mill kind of rom-com thing. But I don't know. So, I don't know. How much of this is a spoiler? Is the Switch the spoiler, or is everybody pretty much knows what's going to happen?
Well, that...
It's called The Freaking Switch.
I don't know. Anyway. What year did it come out?
What's the official year for
spoilers?
Let
you know when it came out. So The Switch came out in 2010.
Okay.
Boom. It's fine.
So, whatever.
So, Jason Bateman.
Switched.
So. Yeah. So, basically, Jennifer wants to have a kid. She's looking for a donor. She finds a donor. But the switch happens.
It's not like you can't see it coming from a mile away.
Right.
Either. You see it coming from the very beginning of the freaking movie.
Right.
But, I don't know. It wasn't, great movie, cinema, art, outstanding, but whatever.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it's a rom-com.
Typical rom-com.
Yeah.
It has 51% on Rotten Tomatoes, so.
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
People thought it was meh, too, but even the freaking cover of the poster has him looking into the scene.
Well, babe, it says in the description here, 7 years after the fact, a man comes to the realization that he was the sperm donor of his best friend's boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, apparently, he didn't remember.
Right. Because he was drunk.
Whatever. That's something you can remember. You jerking off in a cup. But apparently, he didn't remember. But anyway, so we were supposed to watch The Green Mile. We didn't watch that. I want to watch The Green Mile this week.
Oh, you want to watch it this week?
It's not up to me.
Okay.
Because it's Jay's week.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll tell you all why it's Jay's week in case we don't do a show next week. It is Jay's week because Jay's birthday is next Monday, y'all.
Why this week?
Woo! Well, and it can't be next week your birthday it can't be next week is your week because you're on call.
Yep. I'm on call during my birthday every
every time.
No, so, really. Every year I'm on call during my birthday.
So this is his week. So if Jay doesn't want to watch The Green Mile, he doesn't have to. So all this week I get to ask you, what do you want to do?
And you know how that annoys me sometimes.
Well, it's... Did you not do that to me during my week?
That's because you always know what you want to do.
No, I pick something.
Well, you do a great job making me feel like...
Totally annoys you.
Well, you do a great job knowing... saying it very convincingly.
So I wonder if other couples do this. If someone says, what do you want to do? And the other person really has no idea. And they just kind of pick something because the other person is waiting on them.
I don't know.
You hate that. But so we'll see. We might watch The Green Mile. Well, if you'd rather me pick stuff for us to do because you don't want to do that, mm-hmm. I'll be glad to. Because guess what? It's your week.
All right.
But,
she's my queen.
I know. Just as you said that.
So we didn't watch The Green Mile. And here's what's going to happen. Letting you know, we're not picking the movie off the Redbox. because there are some movies that we want to watch
off of Netflix.
Off of Netflix and off of HBO. Like Kick-Ass 2.
Yep.
Pain and Gain. There are some shows we definitely want to watch. So bear with us.
Think Like a Man.
Yeah, for some odd reason I want to see Think Like a Man because I want to see this whole Kevin Hart thing that everybody says is hilarious. I want to see if
it's it's not that funny.
I just want to see if it's really as hilarious as folks say that it is. It probably isn't.
But we did watch X-Men Days of Future Past.
We did. We took a Tuesday to go on a date and we went to go see X-Men Days of Future Past. And I will say there's one part of that movie that was worth the whole cost of admission.
Which one? And the kitchen scene?
And if you've seen the movie, you would know exactly what part I'm talking about. It had to do with headphones and music.
Yeah.
So.
And some people made a big deal. They have a Walkman in the movie, and it's 1973. Some people don't like that.
Well, it's the Marvel Universe, so technology was
further. They can do whatever they want to do.
And technology was further advanced by then.
True. And yep. Peter Dinklage is in the movie, and he was excellent.
Yep, he did great.
And I love that, like, do you know how in a lot of movies, if, no one even treated him like he was different in this movie, which was amazing. I love that. That's kind of awesome. But, so I recommend X-Men Days of Future Past. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman butt. That's all I gotta say.
And then another movie we watched this weekend was Enough Said.
Yep, and this starred Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
And dude from Sopranos. Why is my mind blinking out?
I don't know.
James Gandolfini. And he passed away not too long after this movie came out, or passed away right before it came out. I can't remember, but So it was good. Actually, you laughed more than I thought you would. You were laughing in a lot of parts.
It was good. This is a rom-com. It's on HBO. So if you have HBO Go, go check it out. It was pretty good. I mean, it has a Metascore of 79 of 100,
and it has Toni Collette in it, which is great.
And Toni Collette is talking in her regular accent,
which is hilarious. Which is and she her sarcastic kind of humor is just amazing. So she was great in the movie. They had great chemistry.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it. So I was excited. And then Jay got a hair in his butt to go watch.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Wow. I just looked at Rotten Tomato.
Yeah.
96%.
For Enough Said?
Yes.
It was a good movie.
Holy crap.
I wonder if people are giving it a higher one because he died.
I mean, it was good. It was good. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I want to go back and watch it again. You know, I really liked it. I did like it. But we did watch Coming to America. And I can't remember what happened. We were playing Diablo with Jimmy and something came up and we were like, it's been a long time since we watched Coming to America. So it was on Amazon Prime. We went and watched it. And it was just as good as it always has been. So it was kind of fun going back and watching it. You agree?
It was. It holds up, of course, as I knew it would. I would love to watch somebody who's never seen Coming to America. Let them watch it. See if they hate it or not.
So did you know, talking with Felicia about Coming to America, she had no idea. The only version of Coming to America she saw was the TV version. So the TV version didn't have any of the bath scene.
None
at all.
They cut that part totally out.
So
which makes sense. There were boobs up all up in the scene
right,
from the beginning.
And the royal penis is clean. I don't know if you can say penis on TV or not.
If you can't say penis on TV, I think that's stupid.
I don't know.
It's the same as saying nose or eye.
I wonder if you can say it on ABC Family.
Why would you not be able to say penis on ABC Family?
So Tana Gosa says here, I hear Golden Child is good to rewatch too. Which
I won't deny.
Which we have done.
please.
We did that. It was good. We did that a few years back. So we did
the part where he puts the spoon in the oatmeal and there's blood in it. It's so gross.
And the Pepsi can dancing.
Yep. That was
some cute. Awesome marketing.
Yep.
Because everybody wanted a Pepsi after that.
I want a Pepsi now. That sounds great.
I wonder how much Pepsi played for the can to dance. I think there is.
That'd be funny if they actually have that somewhere.
No, I think it is because I think I saw it on TV. But then we watched the documentary. You want to talk about this documentary? First Comes Love.
Sure, First Comes Love. So this is a documentary about a 41-year-old filmmaker in New York. And she has her biological clock is ticking. And she hasn't found anyone to be in a long-term relationship with to have a baby. So she decides to do IVF and have a baby on her own. Mm-hmm. And this kind of chronicles her journey of the baby and the birth of the baby and the kid till kid's like two or something like that. So it's a good documentary. Her dad is a trip. For some reason, her dad insists that she's in poverty. And the dad, I don't know. The dad just sounds like
he's old school. I mean,
he's very old school.
So basically, we were shocked. When she went to go tell her dad she was pregnant, and he was like, get rid of it. He yelled for his wife and said, call the abortionist.
Yeah, like he told her to get an abortion.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I would never tell my child that for a baby that's obviously wanted.
Uh-huh.
Or I wouldn't tell anybody that just in general, because I think it's freaking rude to say, hey, go get an abortion. Yeah, but anyway, but she kind of accepted it as, that's my dad.
Yeah, because he, before she got pregnant, she did ask her dad and said, what do you think about me having, you know, baby from a donor? And he was like, you're going to be a single mom and you might as well go live in the ghetto. You know, he said, that just seems very ghetto.
I was like.
So it was kind of like, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's one of those dads that thinks you pull yourself up by the shoestrings, you work hard, the American dream, everybody go to college, you get a job, and you know you can't do any artsy fartsy stuff. If you want to be a drawer, a artist, a filmmaker, those are jobs that really don't pay you jack squat. Right. And you need somebody supporting you in order to do it. So it was kind of crazy. But it was a good documentary.
It was a good documentary. So we watched a lot of stuff this week.
We finished up Orange is the New Black.
As soon as it came out. It came out Friday, 12 o'clock in the morning. And we finished it Saturday night.
Yep, we did. And it was amazing. It was really good.
I liked it.
Yeah, second season was really good. Can't wait to hear responses from a lot more people about their thoughts on it and everything.
All right. I felt it went in a certain direction. It went in an obvious direction this season.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
It wasn't all about Piper.
Yes. And they did say that they were going to expand on people other than Piper, which was good. So I thought it was good. It was really nice. I liked it a lot.
Yep. And then there was the Silicon Valley. So there were two finales. There's Silicon Valley and Game of Thrones. Silicon Valley happened probably 2 weeks ago. It ended pretty well. I liked where it went. I think that'll be a rewatch next season for me. I like to see what's going on with that. Game of Thrones finale happened last night. And all I can say is, Happy Father's Day.
Game of Thrones was a big Father's Day with the bow on it.
But the thing is, I think I heard somebody say that. I think it was CJ Boat from Geek.io. He said Game of Thrones finale could have ended three ways. For the finale, could have had an ending of three ways. But they chose to do the fourth one that sucked.
It was a bit anticlimactic,
right, the
way they chose.
Right. They said, and so that was a pretty good saying. So that was CJ Boat from the Geek.io network. So he said that. It was pretty it was pretty spot on. We've been watching a ton of The Wire and United States of Terror. We realized we missed season 3 because we didn't subscribe back to Showtime. So we did do that. So we're about almost halfway through season 3, which is the final season of United States of Terror. We're in 2 or 3 episodes into The Wire.
Yeah, watch a little bit of The Wire. So yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Right.
It's
2002.
Not enough Idris Elba yet.
Beepers and whatever. Beepers and what you call
lots
it?
Lots of beepers.
Yeah.
Cracked me up. So, and we also got back into watching some United States of Terror.
I just said, talked about that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what are you daydreaming about?
I don't know.
No, seriously. You were daydreaming.
Let's talk about, oh.
Were you daydreaming babies. About the kids? You daydreaming about the kids?
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
No, what's going on?
Yes, it ended great. United States of Terror ended great.
So what were you daydreaming about?
Babies.
What about them?
What's it going to look like?
What they going to look like?
Are you really making me talk about?
Yeah. Babies? Yeah. So as people love about us, babe, they love our honesty and openness. So this is kind of how it happens here in the Valentine household sometimes. So Renee, you spaced out and you were daydreaming. Fair enough, which is for good reason. I do it all the time too. You just don't catch me. So.
Well, thank you, Jay. You're so nice. I really appreciate that.
So you were daydreaming about Maya and Zoe.
Yeah.
And what they would look like.
Yeah.
So did you have any pictures of what they look like in your head?
Yeah.
Can you explain it?
Yeah. Well, one of them was like, what if they're ugly? And then I pictured a really ugly baby.
Okay.
Because it's possible.
Okay. It is possible.
And then I pictured a really cute baby. I don't know. They were light skinned like you and me. So they had curly hair.
So did it look like either of the babies that I did the baby merge, face merge on? You remember?
Probably. Yeah, I guess so.
So do we have this Peter Dinklage Tyrion versus your book Tyrion? Because before Game of Thrones came out, you had a way of how Tyrion looked.
Yeah, true.
But now
Tyrion is way more attractive now than he was in the book to me because of Peter Dinklage. Because he's supposed to be an ugly dude right. in the book.
Right.
But they said, F that, we're going to make him handsome.
Right. So you think that's kind of what happened with me doing the baby merch pictures?
Watch. And they're going to come out and I'm going to be like, this ain't my baby. Put him back in. This ain't my baby.
You're not going to say put him back in. You're like, keep him out. I was like, this ain't my baby.
No, I would never say put him back in. Oh, gosh, no.
So, we also been playing a lot of Diablo 3.
And Jay has been my helper.
Yeah, so.
With Diablo.
Renee finally let me help her a little bit without getting upset.
I get frustrated. Yeah, it's more overwhelmed than anything. There's so much to learn.
Uh-huh.
And so much to change and so much to do. I get a little overwhelmed. But Jay helped me. And I am doing a lot more damage on my witch doctor. And so Jay and I did some rifts and did some bounties. And we played with Jimmy Marbles. We played with Alachia, Azixa. Was it Robo? Not Robo.
Robo Fox. Right.
And somebody else. I can't think who it was.
So,
but it was fun.
So, was Peter Dinklage in Star Trek The Next Generation? Here's the reason I asked.
Why would you think
that? He was. Okay, I thought that was Peter Dinklage.
As who?
He was the bell ringer in the first episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
The very first episode?
Yes, when they were on trial. And he was ringing the bell. And I was watching it the other day when I was playing Diablo. And I was like, that's effing Peter Dinklage. But I didn't rewind it back because I was running a rift. And I just thought about Peter Dinklage.
So this says WTF. Is that Peter Dinklage? Did you look it up?
In the clip of the left, he was listening to Dinklage.
We have to do IMDb. When did it come out? Like 19...
Oh.
No, it's not him. The first thing they have is 1995. It's not him.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
This is WTF. Is that Peter Dinklage?
Oh.
You just jump to the... All right. Star Trek The Next Generation. Let's find out who the bell ringer is.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not him.
Aw.
You thought it was him. 1987.
I did.
It was the very first episode?
I feel like one of the comments says, what? All little people look the same to you? And then they, you know, say a couple of choice words and say bigot. Now I feel like a bigot a little bit.
Well, you thought he looked...
He does favor him a little bit. It's not because he's short. You're
terrible.
Look, it's his eyebrows, his eyes, and his nose, and his mouth. It looks like him. I'm sorry, it does.
Joe Gibb, here you go.
Okay, Ian just made me feel bad. Said it doesn't look like him.
You're terrible. Here you go.
Are you telling me it doesn't look like a young...
That's who it is.
It doesn't look like a young Peter Dinklage? He doesn't look like a young...
That's who it is.
Right there he doesn't look like Peter Dinklage.
If you click on what I put...
I'm looking, but he does not look like Peter Dinklage in this picture.
No, of course not.
But...
He's in the hottie and the naughty.
But in the picture from Star Trek The Next Generation, to me...
It's okay.
He looks like a young Peter Dinklage.
Well, Peter Dinklage actually looks younger than that dude does in that picture you linked.
Huh?
I think Peter Dinklage looks younger now than he does in that Star Trek The Next Generation
Holy
picture.
Holy crap.
What?
I'm looking at... Okay, so check this out. Is this young Peter Dinklage?
We spent way too much time talking about Peter Dinklage and the bell ringer. In the first one.
Does that look like... Sorry about the long... Oh, that's a long link. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Hold on. Let me copy.
Look at Peter Dinklage in high school.
Huh.
He's a little hot. He's a little hottie.
Yeah, man.
Look at that little picture in the second row.
Okay. I'll take it all back
now. He's all hot when he's not... See, he looks good without, like, full-on face scruff.
Yeah. So, I'll take it back.
When it's full-on face scruff, it's not so cute.
Yeah.
And he looks the worst in X-Men Days of Future Past, that hair and that mustache.
So now
hot. Look at that picture in the freaking fourth row, the first one. Woo.
Yeah, I take it back. It doesn't look like him. So
look at that. Ooh, I got to put that in the chat room.
So yeah, I take it back. It doesn't
see,
look like him.
Yeah, I always see him in Game of Thrones, and he looks better in not Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But.
Okay, I take it all back.
He takes it all back.
I do. And understand, I didn't rewind it. And then two, I didn't go back and look, and I just did it real fast, so.
You made end stream crash with all the links.
I did. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
But anyway, so Peter Dinklage, there you go.
All right.
So that's our Peter Dinklage portion of the show. So Diablo 3 has been fun.
I've been kicking
back taking names, even though Jay still keeps getting jewelry.
Yeah, I'm the new Jared in Diablo 3 now. So,
lucky you.
Renee, you played a bit of Child of Light.
You know what? Either I'm a terrible gamer or this game is hard.
That game is hard.
I don't think anybody else has said that game is tough.
Yes, I have heard people say it was tough.
Really? Who? Anybody we know?
Yeah, Felicia Day.
That game was tough.
Unless she said she's not a gamer.
No, I'm not saying that. But, yeah, whatever. I wasn't enjoying myself, so I quit playing for a little bit, and I played a little bit of Assassin's Creed. But.
I mean, because one of the fixes, this is what they did.
For what?
For Child of Light.
Oh. They made a fix?
March 2nd.
Oh, that's way back when.
They renamed the difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
Renamed casual and expert with upcoming patch. An upcoming patch for Ubisoft, they're renaming, is going to be called normal and hard. From normal and hard to casual and expert. So I think you're playing on a harder setting.
is what I think you're playing on.
Whatever, it's tough.
But
but it was fun for a little bit. But yeah. I'll get back to it one day.
Yep. And then I've been reading my comics. I've been getting my comics from the comic shop and using the code to get the digital comics on my iPad. And I've been reading my comics, and I've been reading Guardians of the Galaxy and Iron Man. And I'm catching up on Iron Man, and I have to say, the bomb that they dropped in the origin story was amazing. So, are we doing food, or are we jumping straight to odds and ends?
I do have a couple of things on food I want to talk about.
All right, so here we go.
The fridge is not prepared.
I wanted to give an update on the Frog Pants total.
Yay!
This is of last week, but when we were supposed to do this, but 189 people have lost 1,599.6 pounds. So that's close amazing. To 1,600. That's amazing. That's 8.5 pounds per person. So proud of everybody. Can't wait, till Nerdtacular when, you know, the whole total can be wrapped up.
Yep.
And I am so proud of everyone.
And we'll be starting a new one up. Maybe I should go ahead and get that set up.
Yeah.
For Nerdtacular.
Maybe. Just to start.
Yeah.
Can you say to start the day?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe we'll do that. So yay, everybody. And I did want to talk about, we've talked about Burning Bush before. They have a, Mediterranean menu. But uh-huh. They have now started breakfast.
Yep.
Like, some people come over and they kind of take over their kitchen for brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we had that. And it was pretty good.
It was.
I didn't try adventurous. I had freaking bacon and pancakes. So
right.
Next time I'll try something a little more adventurous.
And
what did you have? Do you remember what you had?
I can't remember. I think I had a breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
But we also got some beignets.
Oh, the beignets were great.
The beignets were great. They were absolutely delicious. The beignets were yummy.
So, so that's our food for today.
Adventures, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
All right. So we're at close to the end of the show, so we're going to do birthdays.
Yep. Like we mentioned before, it is Eric Mahler's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
Eric.
Woo.
Happy birthday.
Scott Mann's birthday is also today.
Happy birthday, Scott Mann.
Happy birthday. Eric Hetzel's birthday is tomorrow.
I know. He's out celebrating already.
I know. That's awesome.
Bloody Woodlock.
And Steve Brown's birthday is Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I have to say,
instead of a beignet is great for cleaning your butt.
It is. And I have to say happy birthday to our nephew, Justin.
Oh.
His birthday is on Wednesday.
Okay.
Also, have to say happy birthday to Totem. Totem's on tap. Yep, he's from the Control Out Wild.
When is his birthday?
His birthday is Friday.
Friday, yay. And I do want to say congratulations to the Tower of Technobabble.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before in some past podcasts, they were trying to break the world record for the world's longest running podcast at one time. And they did it. They podcasted like 42 hours.
Congratulations.
And so I want to say congrats to them for reaching their goal. And my friend said that her husband was still wired after that. And
I bet.
He hardly slept.
Yeah.
Everybody else like slept, but he didn't. But, and I just want to say congratulations to Wisconsin. They struck down the ban on gay marriage.
Boom!
Boom! They didn't... they struck down the ban, but I don't think that they're issuing marriage licenses. I can't remember. Okay. But yay to Wisconsin.
Way to go, Wisconsin. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is also facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of this podcast and past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And again,
to you all. Thank you so much, so much for the love and the outpouring that you guys gave us last week. We're still in shock and in awe. And I do want to say a quick thank you to the Spags, as well as to Mr. Feisty himself for their gifts they sent as well.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Jimmy Marbles, you know, with his gift that he did send in.
The bidet's great.
But just thank you all so much. Can't wait to the little girls are here and you guys get to see them. So, I have to say, Mary, girl, I have to say, I mean, everybody that sent them voicemails, submissions, everyone that called, touched our hearts, made us cry.
You did.
Made a sprinkle in my eye. So, and if you want to watch what happened last week, you can do so on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ValentineCast. And you can see the happenings that happened. It was episode 159,
mm-hmm.
Surprise Baby Shower. So we'll see you next week. We'll talk to you later. Be good, y'all. Bye now.
Bye, everybody. Boops.